happening now?
Well, he's shimming the log out away from the knee because it's got taper. Got a big end on this end, a little end on that end. That makes it go straight through the saw so you don't lose so much wood.
What's the diameter of the blade?
36 inch. It's pretty small. That's why we had to quarter that big log this morning. We couldn't get all the way through it with one cut.
And how much? About how much wood can you get out of that log?
Oh, there's probably 70 or 80 board feet in there if it's cut right. That's not how you cut it. Carriage to be recut. So we just take a slab at a time like that and then cut the edges down. True it up into however big it is. If that's over 12 and a quarter inches, that could be 2 2x6s, 2 inches wide. They'll take another 2-inch slice off of it.
And what kind of engine's driving it?
That's a genuine 66 Buick.
Yep. What's Dan doing now?
He's rolling the log over to make his next cut, so he's got a square on one edge. He rolls it onto that half moon device there. You see how it slips it right over and rolls it back on the carriage? It takes the place of electricity and hydraulics and air tools and all the things that the modern mills have. We just do it mechanically. So every time he cuts a 2-inch slab off of it, that slab, run through the saw again, will make 2 2x6s, each of which is worth a buck a piece. The faster you can turn it, just like dollar bills coming out of a press, only slower.
A lot slower.
Yeah, the slab that comes off the outside, that goes in the fire, and the sawdust goes on the garden, and the boards go to the whoever buys them, and there's no waste.
Lean in, mister.
I want to hear rock and roll. Earphones, just plug in.
Yeah, all right. Hey, we just put a stereo up there. We got 12 volts.
Pretty good job for one man. That log weighs about 800 pounds. A little guy, anyway. Log left.
That'd be a good job for you, Jenny. The hell with aerobics.
Not much difference here. There's probably sawmilling 100 years ago was just about the same thing as this, except that would have been a steam engine, an old power engine. Now he's got to go back and get it again. See all that bark?
Yeah.
Can't smell the bark, just the wood. Now he's going to have to take another inch or so. He's really trying to squeeze the most out of that log you can squeeze. $2 right there.
What'll that be made into?
Fence. 2x6 fence. You can make it into a barn or a house or anything you want. Just like counterfeiting boards. Never have to go to the lumber yard. As long as you got trees. Maximum size board that saw can cut. About 14 and a half inches through. Oh, he forgot what he read on the scale.
What was it, Dan? Leave a trim.
Taking that Buick up a long hill pulling a trailer.
Oh, wow.
It'll probably last for 300 years.
Up to two. That's it. Yeah, right up to 2 inches.
That tells him it's 2 inches left on the carriage, so when he comes out of the saw, he'll have two-inch slab. I better help Gary on the green end. There's a lot of boards. The bigger the log, the more boards exponentially because the growth of the circumference. That little one here on the end, there's probably 10 board feet scale. We'll get 12 or maybe 15 board feet out of it. We get 50% overrun out of a little tiny log like that. And that's when we can cut more lumber out of it than the scale book says you can, but you pay for it on the basis of what the scale book says. So if you pay for 1,000 board feet and you get 1,300 board feet, which is about right, then those 300 board feet are free. Because the scale book figures low, figure for bad sawyers. So the smarter you are, the more of these dollar boards you turn out. You know, a board like that at the lumber yard that we're making today would cost $2.60. It would cost this guy a dollar, which is what he pays us to cut the lumber out of his logs. So he had to cut the trees and buck them up and haul them over here. And then we had to saw him for $100 and then he hauls it back, or we'll probably haul it back. So, when he gets all this stuff for a third, less than a third or so, but he has to put in the work and he has to pay us $100 to saw it. But it's not exact. It's not like the boards you buy at the lumber yard that are within a 16th of an inch. These are within a quarter sometimes, you know. Depends. It's a pretty crude process. It's a lot better than doing it by hand. See, that's the other side of it. You could whip saw those. It'd take you about 2 days to saw that board out, that log out there. It'd take us about 10, 15 minutes.
How long's Dan been doing this?
Oh, maybe 2 or 3 days.
I'm the old man on this job. I've got 2 weeks in.
We don't know what the hell we're doing, you know, but it works, so. The old guys just laughed at us when we said we were going to build a sawmill. And I can see why now. If anybody told me they were going to do this, I'd laugh. Because I know, this is, boy, it's been a lot of work. Dan's trying to get every inch out of that. It's like a jigsaw puzzle that isn't cut out yet. three or four hands, too. Makes it harder. Real gross, because his rod is always smaller on one end than it is on the other.
When he runs this one through, can you explain the smoky sober contraption that he's using?
What it's called? You mean the carriage? The set works?
And that thing with the pulley?
Well, that's the set works. That's where you set the cut.
It's just a ratchet.
Pulls the log toward you. A little bit too big a log, so he had to break that plank off of there. But that's a nice 2-inch chunk. Now he's got to roll that over so that's flat on the bottom. Take some slab off of the top side that's going to be the front side next when he rolls it over. And just start slicing boards off of it just like you slice cheese. Now, the bandsaw mills only take just a little bit of curve. That's what all the modern mills are. They save thousands and thousands of board feet by not taking so much sawdust. But this is a mill that was an old design in about 1880. And they didn't care in those days because they had plenty of logs. But they didn't cut anything this small. They threw this stuff away. We use everything. The old guys come around and laugh once in a while, but they don't tell you too much. They don't want you to get too cocky. They want you to fail a few times first, and we have, God knows. See, Gary can eyeball up half the saw, half the slab, and see what's the least amount to take off and save the most wood. Looks like he missed on that one. Well, no, not really. Not really. That's a pretty good cut. There's really not a usable board in there, but there's plenty of winter firewood. Just about every slab you cut off will keep you warm for one night.
This? Bill's dog.
Must be lost.
There's no sheep down here, kid.
Heather was down here, too.
Heather was? Bill must be here somewhere. They don't get too far from home unless Bill's with them. You ever see these dogs work sheep?
Nope.
They get up, run right across the backs of them to get to the other side. They're sharp. They go out and get the horses and bring them in at night. They go get the sheep and bring the sheep in. Bill just tells them, go get the sheep.
What kind of dog is it?
Australian Shepherd. This one's kind of a mixture, but the other ones are Australian Shepherd.
Good dog.
This is good for Dan. I'm going to make him do all the work. See if he really wants to be in the sawmill business or not. Trial by fire. Well, just some big logs to move around. If he can whip them around, then that's as big as we can cut right there. In the old days, they wouldn't even have bothered with that stick. That would have been in the road. It's part of the road. Just run over it. Those big trees are gone.
Yeah.
It's working right. I want everybody to figure out how to operate it so I don't have to run it all the time. I'm going to bring a lawn chair down here, sit back with a cold beer and watch these guys maybe send people to school in the sawmill. On the job training. You only have to pay me $5 an hour. Just perfect. Now all he's got to do is slice the rest of it out in 2-inch chunks, and each one of them is $2. Two 10-foot 2x6s. First day we ran this, we made almost $4 an hour. We're going to try and make $5 today. Checking for bark. A little barky on the bottom. Now I just in order to make a one by and waste one board so he gets a clean cut. Yeah, now he's gonna make it a barky 2x6. Good thought. Slight mistake there on the end of the board. This isn't Weyerhaeuser. We don't worry about that stuff. Takes the place of aerobic dancing for country people. Fun to watch.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, this is part of the job I like. Now he gets down to the point where he's got 7 inches. So you got to make it into 2-inch chunks. How do you do that? See, that's what he's figuring out right now. At some point, if you didn't calculate right to start with, you have to make it. Starts jumping around like that. That's because he crowded it too fast through the log and it pushed down on it instead of cutting away with it. The teeth might be getting dull too. I'm going to have to help Gary on the green end. Something real heavy. Starts chattering, just let up and kind of feed it through slowly. Got it stuffing down all the way.
Control booth right now. Just turn the wood.
Okay. Yeah, I'm stopping just ahead of the saw.
Fantastic. Go down to where it reads 6, and then you'll have a 2x6. That's it right there.
Theoretically, we should get a 2x6 out of
this.
Down with the accelerator.
Now we start with a new log.
Let the carriage back
through the log road. The difference on the log, a couple of over here, and a couple of me hang out over there.
Okay, take over. Can't push it.
Cedric, this is where you start. Start with a new log. See how much you can get out of it. Side on this side. It's a small log, so take it out until you're... that's pretty good. No, that's pretty good. Go ahead and take that slab off.
We get a 6 on
one half.
You're on 11.
Roll it once more.
7 3/4.
7 3/4. Oh, yeah, that's it. Perfect.
I got 20.
That'll make one
back. Oh, we've got to turn it. So we can slice these
and take it this way. We get more 6s this way.
Yeah, let's shrink it up.
Or we could roll it in bastard sod.
Roll it clear.
Yeah, let's roll it in bastard sod. That'd be the easiest.
Call it up to roll.
Right. Now you know what you have against the carriage knees, so you just take one more piece of slab and then cut 2 inches off. Now this is where you have to use the outside. You're only going to be able to get 2 of them. So, go ahead, you know, you'll
4 and 3.
Yeah, what you want to do is leave 4 1/4 on the carriage. I don't think you can get more than that, do you?
Let's see.
What do you got at that end, Dan?
Bigger.
Yeah. Well, you don't get 2, though. See, you only got 6.
That's bigger on that end, though.
How much bigger? Easy sawmill business. Get every board.
That's 7 1/4.
7?
Well, so you could go 6 1/4.
You could go, well, 6 1/4 would, you'd have to go 6 1/2 to allow for your curve.
Go the extra half.
We can try it and see. That's why it's just experimental.
Okay, run it up and we'll go to 6 1/2.
Uh-huh.
Now you're close to the saw there. You have to be careful when you're close in.
So,
right there.
Yeah, that looks good right there. Let's see what we get. Slab it off. Go to 4 1/2. We'll take what we can get.
I think
that leaves one more 2x. We'll get 2x. Leave a little under 2. Maybe the scale's off.
Well, I can feel it pulling hard before it hits 2, but maybe 2 1/8.
Now re-saw to get the maximum out of it. For every 3 feet, it's a board foot. 0.66 to 1 is the ratio for figuring board feet.
2x6 every foot is a board foot because it's 2 inches thick and 1 foot long, 6 inches wide. A board foot is a foot square board 1 inch thick. That's how it's figured.
Cut. You made that one last time. This will be the same thing.
You gotta make these into 2x4.
2x6s.
2x6.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll have to cut both sides. Cut the bark off both sides because you can't sell the bark.
What do you do with that?
Oh, the hook? Well, that's, Mother Nature doesn't grow any straight trees, you know, so you have to compensate for that. This top one, who knows what we'll get off. They'll leave that and we'll make it a 2x4. So bring that back now. Okay, bring it back and I'll reset. I'll set it.
Dogs keep it jumping off the carriage when the saw gets a hold of it. Okay, yeah.
Now, remember, when the last time you made him, he wanted to go to 8 and then 6. So try that again. Because you know you're going to have to take 2 inches off the other side to get rid of that bark.
Where do I go to on?
Go to 8.
Go to 8?
Yeah. Okay, that'll take all the junk off.
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Now bring her right back and we'll turn them all over.
Here, I'll get this. Well, Okay.
Board feet of 2x6. That's right. All right. Perfect. Put that next one back on, make that into a 2x4. That'll be about 7.3 board feet or 7.5 board feet.
How many dollars?
Just about 75 cents.
What?
See how valuable your time is?
Four out of this piece.
Right. The next piece is not big enough for a 2x6, so we'll have to make a 2x4, but you try and use as much of the log as you can.
Yeah.
Usually, you can shim them out and straighten them up, but that one there, I think we might shim that out a little bit to take the taper out. It's a kind of an artwork thing when you get into cutting these funny ones. He's shimmed it out for you.
Thank you.
Okay. I try to allow 2 inches on either side, so see what you get there. That's kind of eyeball where the top is. That's looking pretty good, right? Now, actually, you take it another inch.
Yeah.
Take it to 7. Okay, that looks pretty good.
Okay.
Bring it right back, and I'll turn it over.
perfect 2x4.
Wow.